Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Can you believe it's already Thursday? It's close to the end of April. We're getting ready to enter another month. Time is moving rapidly, folks, and we hope that you're making the very best use of your time because it is moving quickly.
Well, we want to remind you, as things move along, of course, our friends Vitamin Life and Redmond continue with their free natural health lecture series. The one this weekend is really interesting. So Saturday, April 27th, noon to 1, they're talking about EMFs. And this is really a big subject now because, you know, we've been talking about the effects of electromagnetic, stuff for quite a while, these frequencies that are everywhere and affecting us. But now, you know, we're going to be moving to 5G pretty soon. In our cellular signals, and there's a lot that comes along with that. So you want to catch up with what you need to know, and then also we've got something running parallel on our site. If you go to the button at the top of ConsciousTalk.net, there is the Conscious Partner button. If you hit that, it will connect you with the Focus Life Force Energy folks, and one of the things they do is mitigate EMFs. So check it out. Do the 15-day trial. You can turn it on and off, and you really feel the effects. So,
and it is free
for
the first 15 days.
Something we feel, you know, very positive about.
Yes, and they've made it affordable for everyone. If you want to have your cell phone on the Focus Life Force Energy Program, it's $30 a month after that. If you want to cover your home, it's $30 a month.
Yeah, and we've been hearing great things from a lot from the folks that have signed up and that are doing it. Really interesting things, lots of stories.
Also want to remind you up on our Facebook page, I just put a petition up there. If you could please sign it, it's for animal legal rights. This country needs to have legal rights for animals. There's far too much abuse. If you care about animals the way we do, please hop on, sign, and then put it on your social media, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, spirituality doesn't come in a handy course like a frozen dinner you can just throw in your cart and then back into the microwave to consume. It's a path. And today's guest has distilled down the teachings of saints and spiritual masters into 52 easy understood principles that can put us on that path. We'll talk to Michael Goddard about his book, Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. And now I welcome two spiritual seekers themselves, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Michael Goddard. And soon after moving to Marin County, California, just after he turned 11, Michael Goddard started actively seeking the truth about death and how to attain everlasting bliss, which, you know, is something pretty ambitious for an 11-year-old. He began a daily meditation at age 19, and at 21 began to meditate for 2.5 hours daily. So for more than two decades, he's been actively developing his sense of knowing and accessing his higher consciousness. What caught our attention, you know, he's the author of some award-winning books, and one of them is Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide, which is 52 powerful principles for your mind and soul that's what we want to talk about today. This book actually won the Hollywood Spiritual Film and Entertainment Festival Best Spirituality Self-Help Book. But, you know, we found that it's actually a very profound book. It sounds very simple to take all of spirituality and put it in 52 powerful principles. So we're going to find out just how that works. Michael, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for that good introduction, too. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Michael, something was really illuminating in your book, and it caught us right away. You said spirituality cannot be taught. It must be caught. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is something that comes to you really from your higher power. I mean, you can read all the books you want, and that may change your attitude and your mind. But it's really a daily practice of training and meditation and just being open, an open vessel, and to receive. What you really want to do is orient your heart and your mind toward the higher power, God, whatever you want to call that supreme being, to move in that direction. We all have the capacity to realize God within ourselves, but most people don't know this. They look for spirituality outside of themselves as something they can take on, you know, something they can take like a course or a seminar or, you know, some special mechanical device. But God has given us everything we need to realize our spirituality. Mm-hmm. And we're on the path. People all have their own individual paths. And I just really encourage people to take stock of their lives and decide really where do they want to go with it. And that's actually what I did right after I turned 11. Mm-hmm. I realized that organized religion just did not hold the answers for me. And mm-hmm. I had to really dedicate my life to exploring what death is and how to overcome it to attain this bliss that I was after.
Yeah. So we can actually learn principles around what it means to be spiritual. And it's so funny because we have it backward. We think we are human beings when we are actually spirit beings having this human experience. So what you're saying is we can learn principles around spirituality, but to be God realized, to actually know who you are, your authentic being, the light being that you are, is something that you cannot learn. It's something that
you are.
Yeah, you already are, and yeah. You have to have that realization.
Yes, exactly, and that can be experienced. Well, I wanted to, you know, not everyone is destined to come on a spiritual path this lifetime or, you know, necessarily go back to God. And I felt that my mission was to just give people a foundation of spirituality. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that all the principles of spirituality could be summarized into 52 easily understood principles. Mm-hmm. But along with that, I disclosed a lot of mystical information that is not available in organized religion. So and always feel free to interrupt if you have a question. So by reading this book, you can really have an understanding of how existence works and why we're here. Yes, see, one of the kind of boons of the rulers of the physical plane is that people, by and large, don't remember their past lives. Mm-hmm. They have no idea of the suffering or the joys they've overcome. Mm-hmm. So they become more and more enmeshed in the world and travel farther away from spirituality. So that's one of my key points, is to remember that you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And with this end, when this ends, you'll probably, you know, review it. One of the things I discovered in my other book, In Search of Lost Lives, which is a review of a lot of my key past lives, is that I was in what I call a cohort of seven. So this was a group of eight of us who were, like, learning together, growing together. And we had contact between lives, but we also came back a lot together on this planet, on Earth.
Mm-hmm. And which makes a lot of sense to us.
Yeah. So I think our listeners, Michael, might be a little interested in the background because you are widely traveled and you've studied a lot of different teachings and studied with masters. And can you explain that a little more about, you know, we're interested in where you got these principles from?
Right. Well, I've had the extreme good fortune to be with what I consider two fully realized humans. These are teachers, masters, who've been basically ordered to initiate their allotted disciples. So, but they give teachings not only to people who become their disciples, who may not feel ready to embark on this rigorous path, but anyone who's interested to come and hear their discourses. And our current teacher just travels to the United States typically once a year for a few days, and so it's a huge gathering. But I've also seen these teachers many times in Europe, throughout the United States and Canada. One of my principles is that there's always a living, realized teacher available on the planet. And so if you have a sincere heart for seeking him or her, you can be found. Basically, it's not in your hands to be found, but it's always important to have that intention and to take the step. So when I started searching when I was 11, I wasn't just passive waiting for something to hit me on the head and wake me up. I went into San Francisco very often with my mother, who was a well-known artist. And I would slip away from the art galleries to go to this fabulous metaphysical bookstore. So I really felt intuitively that I would need to find the right book to put me on the path. And I would pull down book after book and skim it, and I just knew it wasn't for me. And then once I became a freshman in high school, as it happened, I ended up getting to know somebody who joined me in an after-school activity, and I would stay over at his house. And we became very close friends, and it turned out he was also a seeker. And I always felt that he would provide the answer for me. That was my intuition, and that's one of my main points, is to focus in on that clear, sure, quiet voice within. And we continue to search and stay in touch, even though I changed high schools. And after I came back from a year abroad in England, he just happened to call me. I came back 2 months sooner than I thought, and he had found what we were looking for. And so, but the groundwork, I mean, I've had some close friends who found, a spiritual path in their 40s or 50s or later, and they said, how come you came on this path so early? Well, the groundwork had been set. I actually had been very actively searching for my past three lives, starting when I was an architect in Baltimore right after the Revolution.
Yeah, that's something that we want to talk about, Michael, is sort of this focus on our eventual death, because I think that's what wakes up a lot of us or makes us at least curious about what this is all about. So when we come back after these messages, we're going to continue our discussion with Michael Goddard. We're talking about his book, Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut. or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Breathe deep. Smile. And pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, we love having you with us and learning right along with us as we've been doing for over 18 years here on Conscious Talk. We are, as we like to say, the eternal students. And we hope that you are enjoying the ride also, because we're all in this together. And today we're learning from Michael Goddard, who has a really wonderful book called Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. And it may seem like a small book, but it is just packed with, you know, as you go through it, you start to understand, you know, this is a real distillation of a whole universe. And it's 52 powerful principles for your mind and soul.
So, Michael, we want to talk a little bit about death.
Yeah.
Because you begin with a focus on our eventual death. And it's sort of interesting. We wanted to know why, because we know we're all going to die. Why should we have more of an awareness of death?
Well, because it's sort of the signal fact of your life. I mean, you're born and you die. And being born and alive as a human is just the greatest opportunity you could have for achieving what you want, particularly spiritual advancement. I feel that this is why we have a human birth. It's for our self-realization and God-realization. So it's a very hard thing for people to face, and that's why there are all kinds of programs to keep you away from thinking about death, not only entertainment programs, but religious programs. program, that if you do a certain thing, you're taken care of and you'll be in heaven for all eternity. Well, where's the proof of that? So I think that's always the place to start, is that mm-hmm. you're going to die and embrace that fact. Now, a lot of people are really terrified of death, but if you've ever been in a horrible dream and think, oh my God, you know, get me out of it, and then you move suddenly and you wake up, you immediately realize that you've been dreaming. And that's actually a good analogy for our death. When we die, we'll again wake up and and be truer to who we are when we're out of the physical.
It's you know, for a lot of people, it's very scary to contemplate death.
Yeah.
You know, they do. I like to call it now more today than I've been used to calling it. Instead of death, Michael, I like to call it transition.
Oh,
because
you know,
really,
just,
we are transitioning.
I was just thinking that it is a transition. It's, mm-hmm. it's a passing from one body to another state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to come back in a certain situation, you know, it's probably going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how many of your listeners believe in reincarnation, but, you know, it happens. Unless you do extraordinarily good deeds and get sent to a heaven. But even then, typically that heaven, they will end and you'll come back.
Mm,
yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, when you talk about coming back, et cetera, because the big question always in the spiritual community, and as you become a seeker, it's one of the first things that you start asking is like, well, what's my purpose? You know, why am I here? What's my purpose? So where did that question lead you?
Well, my purpose here was very much to find the path I'm on now, to find my soul liberation. But what I recovered in my most recent book, In Search of Lost Lives, is that I had a specific spiritual purpose for each life. You know, in one life, it was to learn better how to live in a harmonious family. That was a wonderful experience. I had known all but one of the members of the family from previous sojourns in the physical. And so we were a very wealthy, noble family living in what is now Hungary. But in that life, I was murdered. You know, it took me a while to recover that because it was pretty forbidding. But I recovered that I was murdered. But every life, you know, led to another one. But that's really a very exciting proposition, Rob, is for people to work on recovering what their spiritual purpose this life is. It may be, you know, helping people who are indigent or, you know, in need of food. It may be rescuing animals. But that's where really the empowerment comes, is to align with your spiritual purpose.
Isn't the overall purpose, though, Michael, if you want, the grand purpose is to become God realized?
That's absolutely the overriding purpose. And that is really the main reason we've been given human body, because only mm-hmm. as humans can we realize God. We have, you know, what mystics call ether or akash in Sanskrit. So we have the ability, while living, to die, actually. I mean, the meditation I practice is dying daily. It's withdrawing my soul current from my body, you know, with my will, and gathering at what's called the eye center or the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an energetic aperture or opening in your mm-hmm. forehead through mm-hmm. which you can pass at will. This is what masters do every day. You know, it's something that takes a great amount of practice and will, and mainly grace. But every human being has that capacity to do that. So if you practice dying daily, when it finally comes, it's not really that big a deal. You can look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can be a gentle, graceful passing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that caught my curiosity, Michael, in your book is that, look, for those that come from a Christian tradition, that come from that tradition, we talk about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you talk about the Supreme Being, The Master, and the Audible God Stream. Now, I think a lot of us, you know, we get the idea of Supreme Being and we get Master, but Audible God Stream, can you explain that? That's an interesting term.
Yeah, thank you. That's actually a term I coined for the Holy Ghost or the Word of the Bible or Logos. This is really the emanation of the Godhead, which reverberates all over creation. So, for instance, in my meditation, part of it is focusing on the God stream, which is audible. This is a spiritual sustenance which has sound, which varies as you progress into more and more spiritual states, and light. It's sound and light, and it's perceived through your spiritual senses, not your physical. You have spiritual senses called surat and nirat, which is the power to listen and to see spiritually. But most people are unaware of this. I mean, the Bible has all these wonderful spiritual mystical gems, but unless you have a teacher who knows what they are, they remain uncovered. I mean, I've heard people talk about the Word, which is the Holy Ghost, as something that was written. Well, I don't see really, God writing pages and pages of stuff to do the creation on a computer if he wanted to. No, I mean, that's just somebody's interpretation through their limited understanding. Mm-hmm. You can kind of only understand what is in your worldview. That's why we need teachers who have experienced it and mastered the whole process.
Mm. Yeah, it's like one of those other terms, you know, that you hear about in the Bible, the music of the spheres.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
The soul, music of the soul.
Yeah, we keep, and, you know, it's interesting in physics and things, we talk about frequency and we keep getting closer to all these things. But as humans, we know there are certain tones or whatever that really draw us, that we draw
right.
on emotions with. So
right. Well, no, if something is beyond the physical instruments won't be able to pick it up. They might be able to chart the effect of somebody who's listening to it, you know, perhaps a change in their brain waves or something, but they won't be able to actually filter through that sound. But I think a number of people can hear distant echoes. Perhaps mm-hmm. if you're just really relaxed and reading and concentrating, mm-hmm. a sound may come in, you know. But through time, this has been given all kinds of names in the Muslim tradition and the Hindu tradition. In my glossary, I think I list about 15 different names the Holy Ghost has been given. Hmm. So it's just something, a secret that's been just available to some people throughout time, but it's usually those wonderful saints or masters who are evolved to the point where mm-hmm. they're told to share these teachings with others.
We've had many near-death guests on our show, Michael, and just a few of them have mentioned the music on the other side when they transitioned, when they had their near-death experience. That it was unlike any music they'd ever heard before. It was
yeah.
not like the music here, and I think that's sort of what you are referring to. Well, we're here with Michael Goddard. The book is Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. His website is goddard.com. That's goddard.com. And we'll be back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
We're back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And if you just joined us, Conscious Talk's on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time here in the Northwest. And we also have shows on the weekends over on 12:30 a.m. in the Spokane, Washington, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho areas. We stream live, we podcast, on Podcast One. So there's all sorts of ways to listen. If you like what you hear, if you're learning from it, if your life is changing in the highest and best ways possible, then please do yourself a favor, share it. Share it with everyone you know. We are in a transition on this planet right now. We are in a waking up period, and let's help each other wake up even more. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Michael Goddard, and we're talking about his book, Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide, and it's actually 52 powerful principles for your mind and soul. And Michael, one of the things that might strike some people as one of your principles in the book is to laugh easily. And, you know, I laugh at that because people take spirituality and seeking spirituality as such a, you know,
serious
thing,
endeavor,
you know, and so
serious.
Putting laughter together with that sometimes seems a strange juxtaposition.
Yeah. Well, that actually comes fairly early in the book, at Principle 12, Laugh Easily. And that's really critical. I mean, when you think of what we're facing, it's pretty dire or threatening, but that's why your attitude is so important. And if you're around a saint or involved soul, they're just overflowing with laughter and joy and bliss. It's so important to always find the humor in the situation and share it, you know, when it's appropriate. And it's never to make anyone look bad or to put anybody down. That's really negative acting out. So that's really what saved me. I've gone through some very heavy, intense times. But luckily, I was blessed, you know, I feel, with at least my own eccentric sense of humor. So that has pulled me out of so many negative tailspins. So that's critical. And one of the things I love being about masters so much, who have so much responsibility, I wouldn't ever begin to, you know, take on what they do with all their disciples, is how easily they laugh and how much fun it is to be around them. You don't ever want to leave. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting that, and we talked during the break, Michael, about, you know, Rob and I've noticed as we've deepened into our spirit selves, or if we've, however you want to call it, we've become more authentic of who we actually are, aside from personalities. The outcropping of that has been sort of this place of grace where joy kind of bubbles up very easily. And the last few years, we've noticed how easily we laugh. And it seems to be an outcropping of that deepening, if you will, into who we are, more of who we are. I believe as souls, we really have a joy about us that is authentic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Who we really are as a soul, which is all love and joy and bliss. So the more soul realized you are, the more you're in touch with your soul, the more that's going to be a natural expression of emanation.
Yeah, it is a natural expression, and it's a beautiful one. And God knows we need more of it on the planet today.
We sure do. We need to lighten up and be loving, and also take care of your brothers and sisters too.
Yes.
And all our animal friends.
Absolutely. That, you know, it's one of the things too that we've noticed, and I don't know, Michael, if this is part of your journey, is that when you start to deepen and expand who you really are into who you really are, you have this natural compassion for all that is.
Absolutely, because you really, God is within all living things, active God.
Yes.
And like animals are just below humans in terms of their evolution. So it's really going against God to kill them.
To abuse them, to use them as commodities that we do on this planet, which we do all of the time without thinking.
Yeah, I've been laughing a lot because, you know, I think back to earlier times where, you know, it was not good to be a spider in our house, and now they get wrapped up in a Kleenex and taken outside, you know,
right.
and put in a better environment.
Yes.
That kind of a thing. And it, you know, and there's a wonderful feeling about, you know, actually freeing them that way, as opposed to thinking, squash that bug.
Yes,
you know?
And which was my automatic reaction for many, many, many years. And now I really stop and hesitate and think about it. And it's a really good feeling to do what you can to save life instead of destroy it. Well, we're here with Michael Goddard. The book is Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. We'll be back after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Get inspired. Every hour, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And if you just joined us, hey, we're talking with Michael Goddard. He wrote a wonderful book called Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. And it really is a wonderful distillation of so many things that we've talked about over the years. This is a powerful book, and it has 52 powerful principles for your mind and soul. And, Michael, I really like the fact that I think people have flexibility in reading this book. I mean, I read it all the way, you know, from cover to cover. And then I kind of went back, you know, I'd open to a page and contemplate a principle, say. And one of the ones that, you know, really struck me was forgiveness, because we've talked about forgiveness a lot over the years. And you know, often people go to forgiving others. And then they also talk about forgiving themselves. And that's a big step. But the way you approached it that really caught my attention was asking for forgiveness. So how did that evolve for you?
Well, what really stands between us and the supreme being or power is really all the commissions we've created and hurts we've created. So you want forgiveness. never ask for justice, because that just binds you more really to the world and to negativity. So asking for forgiveness is a very key spiritual practice, and very much the meditation I do is asking for forgiveness of what is between you and self and God realization. And that, you know, for me, is also taking advantage of your human birth. It's very important to ask others for forgiveness if you're aware of anything you've done. And you may not even be. But actually, even if you have a feeling that things may not be right, it's good to communicate that in a really humble, gentle way, to ask if there's anything I've done or said to offend you. But also, as you know, you mentioned, we can hold so much against ourselves, and you know, to a large extent, we're really kind of helpless. We're run by our minds, and that's quite variable. I mean, if your lower mind, what I call the lower mind, is very much in control, you it's quite likely you're going to create a lot more damage and hurt. But the whole path of spirituality is empowering your higher mind to help you get on with the soul realization. And such such an important practice is asking for forgiveness, mm-hmm. turning within to your higher power, and to be led to be forgiven for everything that stands between you.
And
it's a wonderful feeling, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
I also think it's important that we forgive ourselves sometimes, yeah. Michael. We hold so much against ourselves. In fact, with a lot of the clients that I work with, and primarily women, they blame themselves for so much.
Absolutely.
For so many things that they didn't even really. We all have something to do with what experience we call forth, but to hold ourselves guilty in an experience where, you truly were not guilty of anything is, I think, such harsh. It's such harshness on the soul.
Yeah. Compounding everything. You're kind of railing against your God essence. I mean.
Yes.
I do feel, I don't know, you know, how many of your listeners believe in karma, but I do believe that ultimately there is perfect justice. But mm-hmm. there's also grace. And grace is the most wondrous thing, which you can't really even conceptualize. It has to be experienced. It's an uplifting. It's an effusion of the spirit. So everything can be forgiven in the bat of an eyelash by grace. You just really need a sincere heart, and why focus on all your perceived wrongs when you can be focusing on the source of love? I mean, why not turn your face toward the sun rather downward?
Right. You also talk, and I'd like to point this one out to our listeners, about taking advantage of being human. Now, we've been talking about that we are a spiritual being and a human experience. So why is taking advantage of being human so special, the human condition?
Right. Well, because if you really don't take advantage of your human birth, you're just sort of on a treadmill of lives, creating good and bad debts that you just pay off. It's sort of like living here is the ultimate reality game. And you're going to go through wonderful times and terrible times, but you keep coming back. And the only way to win this reality game is to take advantage of your human birth. And that is by finding a path that will deliver you to really an existence and consciousness of pure, unalloyed bliss and love, which can continue. So many people do want to come back, and I think they're meant to. I've had friends who haven't believed in reincarnation, but they said, well, but if it's true, I want to come back as a wonderful courtesan, or I want to come back as a ruler. I don't know how many people believe they were Cleopatra in a past life. I certainly wasn't. But, they all have ideas. So you can come back. I mean, the whole idea of existence is to give you experience, but why ask for the baubles and the booby prizes when you can have the prize itself? I mean, to me, the most thrilling thing, even when I was evolving at my early age of 10 and 11, was to realize and wonder about what might it be like to actually be God. That's a super audacious idea, but this is why we're human. We can imagine what that is like. And with his grace or her grace, we can begin to take steps toward realizing that and thus taking advantage of our human birth.
And, it's one of the things that I think we all at some point contemplate that, we've heard things like, how the gods look at us, and throughout history there have been all of these different interpretations, but they're not having the same opportunity we are.
Right. Well, a lot of people who have interpreted God have done it through the own filter of their mind. So if they believe in punishment and guilt, their God is going to be a God of punishment and guilt. Everything, we're very much our statuses were very much the mind, and to a varying extent, we're the higher mind, the lower mind, or the habitual mind, which is what I call just kind of showing up and brushing your teeth, taking out the garbage. But the only way you can really experience God is just to tread the spiritual path and go back and have that your main intention. And as I mentioned before earlier in our talk, there is always one totally evolved soul who has realized the God within. And this is someone who is unlike any other human being you might ever meet. And they are overbrimming with joy and laughter and power, just mm-hmm. incredible power coupled with humility.
Yes. And also a lot of grace around those people.
Yeah.
A lot of grace. It flows naturally to them and from them.
Well, and look, I have to, you know, point out that, and you get this from the book, and it's part of the path, even the path of reading the book. It's all about the still, sure voice within. You know, we actually are connected to the answers. We have the answers within. And, you know, to me, that's always been the spiritual path of just working on getting all those other things out of the way so I can have that surety.
And that stillness.
Right, right. And that's why, you know, being alone, taking a walk in nature, it's easier to access that still, sure mm-hmm. voice within.
Mm-hmm.
And the true intuitive flashes will come often when you least expect it, when you may be in a neutral state and just going about your day. But actually, one of my favorite principles, which you mentioned, is to look for grace. Mm-hmm. I mean, something you may perceive as not that good may be happening to you, but if you wait or if you turn it around, you can see where the grace may be. I mean, people have had wonderful coincidences happen when they've started out with having something that they would prefer not to. So mm-hmm. that's also a great way to look about your life, because the grace is always there. So the grace is always showering down on us. Our job is to take our cup and it's upside down now. It's to turn it over to catch the grace. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say spirituality must be caught. It can't be taught. Mm. So look for grace and turn toward your inner higher power.
Yes, learn to receive. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your writing this book and for sharing this with all of us. The book is Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide, 52 Powerful Principles for Your Mind and Soul by Michael Goddard, GODTART.com, Goddard.com. Thank you so much, Michael. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time. Right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.